Hey, you got a second? You're not in trouble, don't worry. I just wanted to talk to you about something. You've worked here for a little over a year now, haven't you? And I don't know what I would do without you. You have helped me out in more ways than you even know. The way I'm able to sell my products so fast is all thanks to you, Hotshot. Coming up with that advertising tagline that you did, holy shit, was that a stroke of brilliance. I don't know what I would do without you in the shop. And I know I haven't known you for too long, but I've grown quite fond of you. I don't know why, but something about you makes me sentimental. You're a good person, which is why I wanted to ask you about this in the first place. You know, before I put out an ad. I'm looking for something of a caretaker for the colder months. After last year's accident, I've come to realize that I'm not as limber as I used to be. Despite my best attempts at keeping it at bay, the cold just takes a much harsher toll on reptilians than it does warm-blooded folks like yourself. So, I got the brilliant idea to try to find someone who will help me. What do you think about that? I'm glad you see where I'm coming from. I was confident you were going to start teasing me about my age and getting up there. I guess I really do look as old as I feel, huh? Now, here comes the fun part. This is actually kind of why I brought it up. I wanted to discuss it with you. I could always hire someone else and have our little duo become a trio. That means you would have to share hours with someone else. Your duties are obviously going to change. You'll probably have less responsibility and less hours overall if I take on someone like this. But in exchange, you'll have more free time. That's the first option, and personally, I don't really like it. I really, really don't want to cut your hours because I like you, Hotshot. Quite frankly, I think you deserve better based on the simple fact that you make me smile every day here at work. So, that leads me to option number two and the one I'm hoping you will hear me out on. It's a little bit out there, but I'm hoping you'll trust me. Are you feeling open-minded today, Hotshot? What if I were to give you a promotion of sorts and maybe hire someone else to take over your job? Now, before you say anything, let me lay out my reasoning and then maybe you'll see it from old Bozetta's point of view. I've known you for over a year at this point. What I'm going to be asking is something personal to being cold-blooded, specifically reptilian. It's a bit of an embarrassing ask, and I don't know if there's anyone else I would actually feel comfortable asking this from. I trust you, Hotshot. I might give you a bit of a hard time during our shifts, but that's just a bit of light-hearted teasing. You're good at what you do, and you know it. I told you once, and I'll tell you again. I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for you. You're an essential part of my business, just like I am, or the products I sell, or even the building. None of this would be possible without you. Which is why I would like to recognize your talents formally with a promotion of sorts. That is, if you want it. Thank you for hearing me out. You don't have to say yes. I understand what a big ask this is for you, and that's why I want to tell you the positives first. That way it sweetens the deal. If you accept this position, not only will I be eternally grateful for you, but I'll make sure you're handsomely rewarded. I'm talking free rent during the winter months. Whatever you want to eat, drink, wear, anything you can think of will be yours. I'll even give you a weekly allowance if you want. All you have to do in exchange is help me out during these cold months. I can't do it myself anymore. I can barely walk from my car to the shop without almost going into stasis. It's one of the downsides to being reptilian, the colder months. It's a blessing when it gets warm out, don't get me wrong, but the winter can be a little bit scary if you're not careful. If you were to take on this role, I would find someone new to take over your position at the store. You wouldn't have to work in the shop unless you wanted to. All that sounds great, right? Right. So, the other side is that I'm going to need help with egg extractions. I know. I know, it sounds gross. It's really embarrassing to say out loud. I just, well, there's no easy way to put this, but getting injured last year made it almost impossible for me to complete these by myself. As you know, reptilians lay eggs once a month. Nothing happens with these eggs unless they're actually fertilized. Luckily, none of mine have been. I've tried the past few months, and I just can't get the eggs out by myself. Not anymore, at least. I need someone's help, and it's really embarrassing to admit. I know you feel shocked to hear this. Imagine how it feels saying it. I never thought I would be the person asking for someone else's help when it comes to something so fucking intimate. But here we are. I don't know who else to go to or who else to ask. You're probably one of the people I trust most in this world. I think I would be lost if you weren't in my life. You've helped not only my business grow, but me as a person. I wouldn't leave my shop in your hands while I go to conventions if I didn't trust you, right? So just be honest with me. Is this promotion something you would be interested in taking, or should I put the listing up? That's actually a really good question. Well, egg extraction is a process usually involving one individual, but it is actually easier when done with the help of a partner, usually the ovipositor. You know what? It might just be a bit easier if I were to show you firsthand. What? Are you surprised by that answer or something? I've never hid my attraction from you, hotshot. If you didn't notice it, that must be because you're blind or oblivious or something. I've wanted you since I first laid eyes on you. I struggled to maintain that professional boundary for as long as I have, but I don't see a reason to anymore. If I have a chance to reward you for being such a hard worker, and proving your loyalty to me, and I'm going to take it. You've been such a good worker for me. You deserve this, darling. The only question I have for you is, are you actually going to take it?